Residents of Chicago's John Hancock Center occupy one of the highest condominiums in the world. They enjoy spectacular views of the city from 92 floors above street level. Since September 11th, the home lives of many of these residents has changed. From Chicago, Linda Paul reports.
People who live in the top half of the John Hancock Center, the residential part, say that the building is like a neighborhood. They joke that it's got everything but a mortuary. A person could live his entire life here and never set foot outside.
Welcome to Chicago. $9 out of 20. And $11 is your change back. You picked a gorgeous day to go up. 80 miles visibility.
With its 96 floors topped off by a popular observation sky deck, the Hancock is actually like two buildings stacked one on top of the other. The bottom half is jam-packed with international corporations, foundations, media outlets, and other high-powered tenants. That's through the 43rd floor. But when you reach 44, you're in an altogether different zone. If there's a part of the building that serves as Main Street, this would be it. There's a post office here, a dry cleaner, a swimming pool. This is where people vote on election day. There's even a grocery store up here.
This is all together, correct?
Okay.
About 3 weeks ago, a new product appeared at this checkout line, an emergency escape smoke hood that's designed to provide up to 20 minutes of filtered air. So far, more than 100 hoods have sold in the building.
Okay, can Mommy get your dinner already here, honey? Move over. Oh. Din, 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 I know.
Sandra Chahill, her husband John, and their kids live up on 84. John became a distributor for the hoods after the events of September 11th. He and his wife say that in the case of an emergency, they don't want to be in the position of having safety equipment that their neighbors don't.
I didn't want to run into people in the stairwell looking at me like, well, you know, this isn't fair. Why didn't you tell me about this, John? Can I take a hit off of your air can?
You guys are surviving.
Sandra gave birth to their second child, Dominique, on September 11th, just hours after the collapse of the Second World Trade Tower. She loves living in a skyscraper and says while she wouldn't give it up easily, she does get nervous sometimes.
During the day, I'm with two kids alone, and if we have to walk down 84 flights, how am I going to get a one-year-old and a newborn down 84 flights?
Like the other moms at her playgroup in the Hancock, Sandra has prepared escape provisions that she keeps by her front door. These include a snuggly for her newborn and a backpack that's adjusted to fit her one-and-a-half-year-old son.
So if something happens, I can throw the bigger one on my back and the smaller one in the front and get down the stairs. And they have enough formula and diapers for a couple of days that if, you know, no matter where we had to go or what we had to do, you know, they'll be set. We can worry about us later.
The Chicago Fire Department recently took the tenants in the lower commercial floors through an elaborate fire drill. For most, it was a welcome event, especially after a bomb scare a few days earlier when two of the building's commercial floors were temporarily evacuated. Residents like that their building is being protected, but tolerance for certain safety measures can run thin. Terry Passaro is annoyed by the 86 concrete barricades that recently sprouted around the perimeter of the building. She says they assault the sense of home she and her neighbors covet.
They can't bring their groceries in. They can't bring their luggage in. What is America is not barricades around tall buildings.
Passaro's hopeful that this is just a temporary measure. In spite of the inconveniences, she and her husband plan to be here for the long haul.
I don't think we care a hoot whether property values go down. We like living on the 88th floor in the middle of downtown Chicago, where we can walk to the symphony and the opera or whatever. So that's what we like.
On Chicago's skyline, after the Sears Tower, the Hancock is the city's most high-profile building. But unlike the World Trade Towers, this building does not represent the country's center of capitalism, and many Hancock residents just don't feel their home is a target.
I do not feel any more at risk than anybody else. I just will not allow this to change my way of life.
Michael Mader has lived on the 82nd floor for the last 7 years. He has what may be considered a fatalistic outlook, but it's one shared by many of his neighbors.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to die I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know why, and think how badly I would feel if I lived in fear for 6 years and died 6 years from now for some other accident. I'm simply not going to let this happen to me.
Good morning, sir. All right, can you open your trunk for me, please?
So Hancock residents are opening their cars for daily inspections and shuttling their groceries around concrete barricades, barricades which were just painted black in an apparent attempt to match the building and make the abnormal seem normal. In spite of it all, many residents maintain an optimistic, and some might even say naive view, that life in this building will eventually return to normal. For NPR News, this is Linda Paul in Chicago.